Okay, operating in accordance with your exempt purpose. Here's the kicker. What did you tell the IRS you were going to do? What did your 1023 say I'm going to do? Because that's what the IRS expects you to be doing. So say things are going really well. You want to expand your programs to a new, related, but different program. You have to tell the IRS you're doing it. You have to tell them on your 990 that during that year, you started a new program and you need to describe it to them. If you dropped a program, something just isn't working, or it's just not working as well as you thought it was going to work, you have to tell them that. You have to be careful of mission creep, because what you find is that an organization will tweak its programs so much and so often that after a while, they're not doing what they told the IRS they were going to do. They've just kind of slid into it. And that can cause problems. One good example is during the pandemic in 2020 and 2021, many organizations had to pivot to serve their clients. Boys and Girls Clubs, for instance, were used to providing after-school activities, homework help, all that sort of thing. Well, we weren't going to Boys and Girls Clubs. And what they ended up doing a lot of the time was providing laptops and internet services so that their boys and girls could keep up with their schoolwork and get help from the Boys and Girls Club remotely. And when you think about it, think another example is a homeless shelter. There's one in Fort Worth that is now very complex, but they started out as one big building with cots and a kitchen. So each time they added another facility, they added a women and children's shelter, they added transitional housing, they added veterans programs. Each time they had to tell the IRS they were doing this. It's not that they can't do it. It's that they can't do it under the radar. So there are a couple of check boxes near the top of page 2 of a 990, and the first one asks whether the organization undertook significant new program services that were not listed on prior returns. And the second one asks if they ceased conducting or made significant changes to how it conducts program services. The IRS is asking, it wants to know. Okay, here comes the fun. Activities not related to the exempt purpose. And yes, that's UBI. But there are certain types of unrelated activities which do not create taxable income. Most of you probably know them if you have any experience with public charities, but investment and passive income, such as royalties, the sale of articles or services that are a product of the exempt activity. This one can get tricky because if you say you've got a roadside stand as part of an agricultural college and it sells produce from the college, well, that's probably not taxable income. But say it takes some of that produce and it makes sauces, makes ice cream out of the milk and cream. Now you're venturing into UBI territory because this isn't part of its charitable mission. If you create something that can be sold as part of your charitable mission, okay, you can sell it and it won't be taxable. But if you refine it, if you process it, there's something else happening there that does not support the charitable mission. Rental of real property not encumbered by debt, activities which lessen the burdens of government, a business where virtually all the merchandise has been donated. These are the Goodwill shops. These are the Berry Goodbyes is a big one in Fort Worth, run by the Junior League, and businesses where 85% or more of the work is performed without compensation. So it's done by volunteers. And then the last group of activities which are not UBI are an activity carried on by a 501c3 entity primarily for the convenience of its members, students, patients, officers, or employees. Now we're getting into things like the cafeteria in a hospital.